to be spread all over the world.
啊，神的救恩也是普及万民。
His salvation shall also reach humanity.
那这边讲雅各以色列，就是指神的选民。
Here Jacob Israel refer to the chosen people of God.
那能够扎根花芽开花。
They will be able to blossom and bud,
而且果实充满天下。
And their fruit shall fill the face of the world.
啊，这个是指将来啊，这个真教会的一个愿景。
This refers to the long-term outlook of the church.
啊，在以赛亚书里面
，In the book of Isaiah,
啊，有提到我们看六十章。
It mentions, for instance, as it says in chapter 60.
啊，以赛亚书六十章
，Isaiah chapter 60.
啊，兴起发光，你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀要发现照耀你。黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。耶和华要显现，照耀你，他的荣耀要显在你的身上。万国要来救你的光，君王要来啊，救你发现的光辉啊。这边谈到兴起发光
，mentioned here is arise shine
啊，将来教会的兴旺
，the future prosperity of the church
啊，能够啊高举荣耀神的名
，will be able to exalt and glorify God's name
啊。所以在以赛亚书里面
，therefore in the book of Isaiah
啊，谈到这个真教会的应许有很多经文
，there is a mention actually many mentions of the promise of the Bible.
啊，我们昨天有谈到二十六章十五节。
In regards to the truth, yesterday we mentioned chapter 26, verse 15.
我们看二十六章十五节。
Let us turn to chapter 26, verse 15.
啊，以赛亚书二十六章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 15.
啊，说耶和华，你增添国民，你增添国民，你得了荣耀，又扩张地的世界。哦，这个增添国民，扩张世界。
The increasing of the nation and the expanding of all the borders of the land
那这也是主的应许
is also God's promise.
要把这个福音传到普天之下
The promise to spread the gospel to all the corners of the world.
那今天教会是什么
Nowadays, what is the church?
我们除了传福音以外
Apart from evangelizing,
我们看二十七章第三节
Let us turn to chapter 27, verse 3.
二十七章第三节
Chapter 27, verse 3.
我耶和华是看守葡萄园，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。教会不但要传福音，也要重视牧养的工作。
The church should not only emphasize the notion of evangelism, but also take care of the pastoral work.
啊，葡萄园是神的葡萄园。
This vineyard is God's vineyard.
当然，神他是看守葡萄园的。
And of course, the Lord God keeps the vineyard.
但是天天他把教会的责任也托付给我们。
But nowadays, this responsibility has been given to the church as well.
那我们是与神同工。
We are God's workers.
所以要时刻浇灌。昼夜看守。
Therefore, let us water at every moment and guard day and night.
那我们怎么浇灌呢
？So how do we water?
啊，当然要用圣灵浇灌。
Of course, this watering is by the Spirit.
啊，要用真理浇灌。
By the truth.
啊，在这个三十二章里面
，In chapter 32,
啊，有提到啊，这个浇灌。
There is mention of watering.
啊，我们来看啊，十五节。
Let us see verse 15.
三十二章十五节
，Chapter 32, verse 15.
啊，等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野变为回田，回田看如树林啊。所以教会要被神的灵充满。
Therefore, the church must be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们要以圣灵浇灌，要用真道浇灌。
We must water through the Spirit and through the Word.
因为神要在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路。
For God will open a river in the desert and a stream in the wilderness.
哦，所以真教会的复兴。
Therefore, when it comes to the prosperity of the church.
啊，这个以赛亚书有很多的应许。
Or rather, restoration. The book of Isaiah mentions many promises.
跟他的预言。
And their related prophecies.
我们来看五十四章。
Let us turn to chapter 54.
以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
五十四章第二节
，Chapter 54, verse 2.
以赛亚书五十四章第二节
，Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2.
啊，要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国伟业，又使荒凉的城邑 有人居住。这一段经文就是告诉我们
，This passage tells us then，
教会要有世界传道的观念
，That the church must have a notion of a worldwide ministry。
我们要扩张帐幕之地
，We need to expand the range of our tent。
从东、从西、从南、从北
，From north, south, east, and west。
从各国、各族、各方、各民
，From all nations, languages, tongues, and peoples。
来传扬福音
，Let us preach the gospel。
这边说张大你居所的幔子。
Here it says, enlarge the place of your tent.
我们昨天讲到这个幔子就是主的身体。
We mentioned that the curtain.
但是主耶稣他因为牺牲舍命流血
，But because the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself and bled and died for us.
来成全救恩。
In order to accomplish salvation.
当他断气的时候
，When he expired.
这个幔子从上到下裂为两半
，The veil was torn from top to bottom into two pieces.
那这个就是希伯来书第十章所讲的
，This is what Hebrews chapter 10 mentions.
主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的道路
，The Lord Jesus Christ opened for us a new living way.
就是从幔子经过
，For he went through the veil.
所以张大居所的幔子就是要。宣扬神的救恩
Therefore, to stretch out the curtains of your dwellings means to preach the word of God.
而且不要限制
And salvation without any limitation.
所以我们要宣扬神的救恩
Let us proclaim God's salvation.
以赛亚书是讲神的救恩
Isaiah speaks about God's salvation.
以赛亚书它很特别
Isaiah is very special indeed.
总共有66章
There are a total of 66 chapters.
跟圣经66卷一样
Just as there are 66 books.In the Bible,
圣经旧约有39卷
There are 39 books in the Old Testament.
新约有27卷
27 in the New Testament.
然后以赛亚书从第一章到39章
In Isaiah, from chapter 1 to 39,
它也是讲到神的救恩
We see the mention of God's salvation.
从40章到66章
From 40 to 66,
它就讲到神的安慰
It mentions God's comfort.
所以40章就是说神安慰
Therefore, in chapter 40, God Himself comforts.
那就是借着耶稣基督
，and this is through Jesus Christ.
他来成全这个救恩
，that He fulfills salvation.
所以我们今天领受神救恩的人
，therefore today we who have been partakers of the salvation,
他会领受到神的爱
，will be led and received by God's love.
因为神爱我们
，for God so loved us.
那神的爱是长阔高深
，and God's love has a great depth and length.
所以这边说你要放长你的绳子
，here it says, extend your cords.
神的慈神爱所
，because the God
就是要延续给每个这个神的子民
，shall be extended to
跟普天之下的人
chosen person and every nation
所以要放长你的绳子
，therefore extend your cords。
所以我们常常在传福音的时候
，therefore many times as we preach the gospel，
说你要把耶稣的爱传给人
，we say that we must spread the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to others。
把耶稣的平安传给人
，spread the peace of Christ to others。
把主的恩典传给人
，spread the Lord's grace to others。
而且要坚固你的橛子
，moreover strengthen your stakes。
教会的信仰要坚固，要扎根。
The church's faith must be strengthened and take root.
如果你这个橛子不坚固
，if the stakes are not firm，
那你今天真教会跟一般的教会一样啊
？Then what is the difference between our church and any other church in the world？
那你信什么都一样
？It is pretty much the same.
所以变成马马虎虎、随随便便。
So this is a very nonchalant and casual.
那你这样不必很认真来聚会。
If this is the case, there is no need to pay attention during
service. 你也不必那么用心去祷告。
There is no need to be diligent in prayer.
你也不必求圣灵，你可以礼拜天、礼拜六都可以去玩。
Why pray for the Holy Spirit? Just go on vacation on Saturday, Sunday doesn't matter. Because there is no need to pursue faith. The stake must be strengthened. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. We need to keep fast, hold fast to our faith. Therefore, strengthen your stakes.
帐幕橛子如果不坚固，它就倒塌。
If you erect a tent, but the stakes are not strong, then the tent will fall.
教会也是一样。
And the same applies to the church.
你看那个启示录的七教会。
If you look at the seven churches in Revelation,
它就是橛子动摇。
You can see that the stakes have begun to move.
它不坚固。
They are not strong.
所以成为撒旦的座位。
Therefore, they have become the throne of Satan.
而且变成不冷不热。
Satan's seat, and they are lukewarm.
而且是有名无实。
And they have a name but no essence.
那今天反过来。
On the contrary, nowadays,
我们真教会的立场
and from the point of view of our true church,
对真理的持守
When it comes to keeping the faith,
固守真道的奥秘,
we hold fast to the mysteries of the truth.
这个我们要感谢神,
and for this, we need to be thankful to God.
因为我们要持守这个信仰的根基,
for we need to hold fast to the foundation of the faith.
所以哥罗西书里面有一句话,
therefore, in Colossians, there is this phrase.
他说根基稳固, 坚定不移。
With a firm foundation to not be shaken.
你才不会失去福音的盼望。
Lest you lose the hope of the gospel.
根基要稳固。
The foundation must be firm.
坚定不移。
It must not be movable.
那你这样才有一个真理的立场，向左向右来开展。
Only then can we have a stronghold on the truth and expand left and right.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕。
Therefore God gave this promise to Abraham.
说你起来纵横走遍。
Arise and walk about the land.
你举目向东西南北观看。
Look at north, east, south, west.
我要把这个地赐给你。
And I shall give you this land.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕，也应许我们今天的真教会。
Therefore God gave a promise to Abraham and to us today, the true church.
所以这里有讲到扩张帐幕。
I mentioned here is the idea of extending the tent.
向左右开展。
And expanding right and left.
那以赛亚书里面讲到真教会的预言跟预表都有。
Let's say it gives likewise prophecies and prefigurations of the true church.
那我们接下来来看《使徒行传》的真教会。
Next, let us see the true church in the apostolic times.
使徒行传》可以说是最原始的真教会。
We can say that the apostolic times was the primitive beginning of the church.
因为教会是从这里建立的。
Because this is when the church was established firstly.
使徒行传》叫做教会行传。
The book of Acts is called the Acts of the church.
它也叫做圣灵行传。
It is also called the Acts of the Spirit.
因为使徒行传》的第一章。
Because in Acts chapter 1,
它这是讲圣灵的应许。
There is mention of the promise of the Spirit.
第二章讲圣灵降临。
Chapter 2 is the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
第三章讲圣灵动工。
Chapter 3 talks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵动工的时候。
And after the Spirit worked.
第四章就讲到阻挡就来了。
Chapter 4 speaks about opposition.
但是神的道不会被捆绑的。
But God's word shall never be bound.
你虽然逼迫越大。
The greater the persecution,
但是信主的人，他信心更坚定。
Those who believe will have an even firmer faith.
他心中还是满心喜乐。
And their heart will be rejoicing that never ends.
所以他说：“我所看见、所听见的，不能不说。”
Therefore, the apostle said, "We cannot withhold what we have seen."
所以后面有讲到使徒的。传道的经过。
The apostles then recount the process of their evangelism later.
那第一个使徒就是彼得。
The first apostle was Peter.
第二个就是保罗。
The second was Paul.
所以使徒行传有28章。
Therefore in Acts there are 28 chapters.
它就是记载这两个人。
And it records the doings of these two.
他的传道过程。
Their process of evangelism.
当然彼得是对犹太人。
Of course Peter preached to the Jews.
但是神到他之后也传给哥尼流。
But in the end, God allowed him also to share the gospel with Cornelius.
所以表示福音已经要传给外邦。
Which means that the gospel reached the time to reach the Gentiles. 然后
从犹太到撒玛利亚。
And from Judea to Samaria.
然后这个保罗有三次的布道。
Later, Paul went on three evangelical missions.
使徒行传里面有讲到保罗有三次向外布道。
The Bible in Acts talk about the three missionary journeys that Paul underwent.
那圣经里面说保罗栽种，亚波罗浇灌。
The Bible says that Paul sowed, Apollos watered.
所以我们都是跟神同工的。
And we are all workers of God.
今天我们栽种浇灌都算不得什么。
Today if we plant the seed or we water, we count as nothing.
我们没有一个人说这个教会是我建立的。
For none of us can say this church was established by me.
这个教会是我创设的。
I founded this church.
这个都是非常错误的观念。
These are very wrong concepts.
而且人不可能代替神。
And man cannot possibly replace God.
更不能夺取神的荣耀。
Neither can he rob God of his glory.
保罗三次布道的时候。
When Paul went on his three missionary journeys.
他建立很多教会。
He established many churches.
而且他不是把教会建立在自己身上。
Moreover, he does not establish the churches on the foundation of himself.
他反而会训练工人。
But rather, he knew the importance of training workers.
而且会按例长职。
And this establishment of
然后培养年轻人。
Deacons and elders and the upbringing of the youth.
包括提摩太
including Timothy,
然后来带领教会
who later led the church.
那教会是谁建立的呢
who established the church.
我们来看使徒行传
let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传的二十章
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的宝血所买来的。教会是主耶稣用他的宝血来救赎的。
The church was purchased by Christ with his own blood.
所以是圣灵建立的。
Therefore, it was established by the Spirit.
所以教会的建立
When it comes to the establishment of
the church, 是借着主耶稣的应许。
This is something that come out of the promise
主耶稣告诉门徒,
Jesus Christ. Jesus told his disciples,
你们要在耶路撒冷等候,
wait in Jerusalem,
等候圣灵降临,
until the Spirit comes,
那你们就要得着能力,
and you shall receive power.
那使徒行传第一章第八节,
in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
他说当圣灵降在你们身上,
the Bible says when the Spirit descends upon you,
你们就要得着能力,
you shall receive power.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，来做我的见证。
And you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
那这里面有讲到圣灵、能力跟见证。
Mentioned here is the Spirit, the power, and testimony.
当然，今天教会要传福音。
Of course, today the church is to preach the gospel.
就是要做见证。
It must bear witness.
那有人听，能够信。
So that people can hear and believe.
那信主的人就会增加。
And those who believe it shall increase in number.
但是我们是靠着什么能力呢？
What power do we rely upon?
是靠着圣灵的能力。
We rely upon the power of the Spirit.
所以撒迦利亚书
Therefore, the book of Zechariah,
第四章第六节
in chapter 4, verse 6,
他就是说不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
It mentions not by Spirit, not by power.
是依靠神的灵才能成事。
But by my Spirit.
所以教会是靠神的灵。
Therefore, the church must rely on God's Spirit in order to be established.
那主耶稣在马太福音十六章
Jesus in Matthew chapter 16,
他对彼得说
told Peter,
你是彼得
you are Peter,
就是说你是石头啦
that is to say you are a stone.
但是我要把教会建立在石头上面
but I shall establish the church on the
rock. 阴间的权柄不能胜过他
and the power of Hades shall not overpower it.
你在地上捆绑的天上也捆绑。
What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
地上释放的，天上也释放。
What you release on earth shall be released in heaven.
那天主教他就是认为主耶稣立彼得做教皇。
The Catholic Church considers that Peter was chosen as the first pope.
说你是石头啊。
For you are a stone.
所以我要把教会建立在这石头上面。
Therefore, I shall establish the church on this rock.
那其实耶稣讲的意思不是这样。
But what Jesus meant was not exactly that.
就说你是石头。
This means you are a stone.
我们今天都像彼得前书所讲的，我们都是活石。
Like 1 Peter says, we are all living stones.
那这个活石就是要建造灵宫。
And the living stones are meant to build a spiritual house.
那主耶稣说要把教会建立在这石头上。
But Jesus says, I shall establish the church on the rock.
这个石头是大磐石。
This rock is a great rock.
这个磐石就是基督了。
And this rock is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以不是彼得。
It is not Peter.
所以我们要非常清楚。
Let us be clear about this.
教会的建立。
The establishment of the church
is done
by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看第九章。
Let us also see chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章三十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 31.
三十一节，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处教会都得平安被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵安慰，人数就增多，教会在各处被建立。
The churches were established throughout.
那你可以看到教会的发展。
And we can see their development.
那而且呢，教会要得平安。
Moreover, peace shall come upon the church.
今天如果教会不平安，
if there is no peace in our churches today,
比如说纷争结党、分门别类。
For example, there are contention, factions, and divisions.
而且遭受攻击。而且不能安定。
And there is attacks and resistance.
这个要发展圣功，会有很多阻挡。
Peace, then there is a great obstacle to spreading the gospel.
所以我们要为耶路撒冷、为教会求平安。
Therefore, let us ask for the peace of Jerusalem of the church.
教会能够同心，能够安定，我们能够发展圣功。
With the ability of being united on calm and together, we can prosper holy work.
而且凡事敬畏主。
And in all things, let us fear the Lord.
我们有时候强调自己的意见。
At times, we
emphasize our own
ideas, our own thoughts.
而心中如果没有尊主伟大。
But if we do not magnify the Lord within,
那这样就很可惜。
Then this is greatly unfortunate.
我们应该要敬畏神。
Let us fear God instead.
所以希伯来书里面有一句话。
Therefore, Hebrews has this verse.
他说我们要用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
It says, let us serve God with a godly and reverent fear.
我们应该把这一句话放在心上。
We should place this phrase in our hearts.
你要用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
With a godly fear, serve the Lord.
而且你侍奉神是用感恩的心。
And when you serve, serve with thanksgiving.
就像罗马书十二章所讲的。
Like Romans chapter 12 tells us.
十二章第一节跟第二节说。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says,
保罗说我用神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, by the mercies of God, I admonish you.
你们侍奉神。
When you serve God,
当将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
而且是圣洁的。
Holy.
是理所当然的。
For this is fitting.
你们也要查验神的旨意。
Also, scourge the will of God.
要心意更新而变化。
Being transformed and renewed in your mind.
表示说我们侍奉神。
This means that if we serve God,
你将身体献上，将生命献上。
We offer our bodies, we offer our lives.
你为主而活。
We live for Christ.
这是理所当然的。
This is only fitting.
而且我们不要效法这个世界。
And we should not conform to this world.
教会不是世界。
For the church is not the world.
你如果在教会要争权夺利。
If you try to jockey for power within the church.
教会没有权，也没有利。
In the church, there is no power or authority to be found.
你可以到社会上，到外面去争。
In society, you can do that.
教会就是要敬畏神的。
In the church, we need to fear God.
那我们蒙圣灵的安慰。
As we are comforted by the Spirit.
表明我们今天在教会里面。
And this manifests that within the church of God.
我们来到神的面前。
We have come to God's presence.
能够领受神的恩典。
And we are able to be partakers of His grace.
所以大家信仰有体验。
Therefore, we have all experienced.
祷告有体验。
The faith, and we have experienced.
那你得到圣灵的安慰。
We have received the comfort of the Spirit.
神的安慰有神的恩典啊。
We have God's comfort and God's grace.
有圣灵的带领。
We have the guidance of the Spirit.
自然你会觉得说，哎，来到教会很好。
And naturally, we will feel that coming to the church is wonderful.
那信仰是可以体验的。
Because faith is something palpable.
你可以尝到主恩的滋味。
We can taste the goodness of the Lord.
所以教会要建立。
And His grace. And therefore, when we establish the church,
把它建立在基督的磐石上面。
Let us do so on the rock that is Christ.
我之前有谈到使徒行传有两。使徒行传有很多神迹。
Previously, I mentioned that there are many signs and miracles in Acts.
但是其中有两个神迹很特别。
But among them, there are two that are very special.
但是它也具有代表性。
Yet they are representative in nature.
一个就是使徒行传第三章。
One of them is Acts chapter 3.
它是瘸子走路。
It is the lame man made to walk.
那是美门口的瘸子。
By the door called beautiful.
一个是十四章。
The other one is chapter 14.
是路斯德的瘸子。
Is the lame man in Lystra.
为什么彼得跟保罗行神迹的时候
？Why is it that when Paul and Peter perform miracles?
这两个神迹要放在这个地方。
These two miracles are placed exactly where they are.
它一定有它的意义。
It must have been for a very concrete purpose.
神迹是彰显神的恩典。
Miracles are meant to manifest God's power and grace.
但是恩典当中也有真理。
But in the midst of grace, there has to be truth.
我们来看第三章。
Let us see chapter 3.
这边说伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。这里告诉我们
，Here we are told，
这个美门口的神迹
，The miracle by the door called beautiful，
是祷告出来的
，Was out of prayer。
他们事先没有说要去行这个神迹
，They didn't have the intent of performing this miracle initially。
神迹是神在动工，不是人做主的
，Because the miracle happens by God's intention, not by man's intention。
我们平常的祷告
，When we pray ordinarily，
习惯性的祷告
，When we pray out of habit，
而且同工一起祷告
，When we pray as fellow workers of God，
而且同心祷告
，We pray in togetherness。
那祷告当中就会看到圣工的。神在带领。
And in our prayers, we will see God leading the holy work that we do.
这里有一个人生来瘸腿。
Here there was a lame man that was born lame by birth.
天天被抬来放在殿的门口。
And every day he was carried to the gate of the temple.
这个门虽然叫美门。
Although the door was called beautiful.
但是也是美中不足啊。
It was beautiful yet not perfectly beautiful.
这个人没有平安。
For this person lacked peace in their life.
而且天天被抬来。有人帮助他。
He was carried every day and people assisted him.
但是物质的帮助不能叫他站起来啊。
Physical aid could not make him to walk.
你丢几块钱给他，他还是瘸腿啊。
He tossed a few coins to him, he still remains lame.
所以彼得、约翰要进圣殿的时候
，Therefore when Peter and John were going to enter the temple,
他也是要求周济。
They were also asked for alms.
向他讨个钱。
This lame man asked for help for money.
但是彼得约翰定睛看他。
Yet Peter and John looked at him.
说你看我们。
And said, look at us.
那彼得约翰有什么好看的？
What was there to look at from John and Peter?
他是要建立他的信心。
They wanted to establish the faith of the lame man.
就是说我给你钱，你也是瘸腿啊。
That is to say, if I give you alms, you still remain lame.
所以那个人就一直看他。
The man, they looked at them.
他可能要掏很多钱给他。
Maybe he was expecting a lot of money.
他也充满了希望。
He was filled with hope.
所以说留意看他指望得什么。
Therefore, he gave them his attention.
但是彼得说，金银我都没有。
If Peter says, silver and gold, I do not have.
本来充满希望变成很失望。
Now expectation turned into disappointment.
金银我都没有。
Silver and gold, I do not have.
我一毛钱也不能，没办法给你。
I don't have a single cent to give you.
但是我今天我把所有的给你。
But now I give you everything I have.
就是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
我把耶稣的平安、耶稣的恩典给你。
I give unto you the peace and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以让他能够起来走。
And this is how he was.
所以就建立他的信心，也坚固他的跟神的关系。
Made to walk, and this is how his faith was established, and the relationship with God was established likewise.
接下来就拉他的右手。
Moreover, they took him by the right hand.
这个就是建立他的信心。
This is how the faith of the lame man was established.
有时候我们对慕道者要拉他一把。
Sometimes we need to give a hand to our true
seeker friends
because they are still weak.
所以你要拉他，鼓励他。
Lend a helping hand, an encouraging hand.
建立他的信心。
And establish their faith.
然后接下来就扶他起来。
Next, they made him walk.
这个扶是爱心的扶持。
This assistance, this help comes out of love.
你要有信心的建立，也要有爱心的扶持。
This lifting up comes from the grace and from the truth.
那他的脚跟踝子骨就会健壮啊。
His feet and his ankle would then be strengthened.
那他就会跳起来。
He would then leap up.
他会跳起来站着又行走。
Stand up and walk.
因为他有体验。
Because he experienced the grace.
我们刚信主的时候。
When we initially believe in Christ.
有很多人信道会跳起来啊。
There are many people who leapt up by the word. How? How did they leap?
因为他得到圣灵非常充满很感动啊。
When they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, they were touched.
他来到教会被主的爱激励。
They came to the church and they were constrained by the love of Christ.
看到弟兄姐妹这个肚子的胎就跳动了。
Compelled by the love of Christ, and when they came, the and saw the
brothers
and
sisters, they left.
Because there was a spiritual familiarity with them.
以灵相通，以爱相系。
And bound by love and by the Spirit.
一句哈利路亚，你肚子的胎就跳动了。
A single hallelujah makes them leap from their.
所以信仰会让你喜乐。
From there within, and this is how faith causes joy.
所以你会跳起来。
This is how leaping works.
那你也要站着。
But also stand.
表示他虽然是瘸腿，
this means that although they were lame,
现在他能够站着。
Now they are able to stand on their
feet. 他的信心坚固。
Their faith is strengthened.
他站立在神的恩典里面。
And they stand within the grace of God.
他站立在他的信仰当中。
They stand in the ground of their own faith.
而且他能够站立在真教会里面。
And moreover, they can stand within the confines of the church and walk on their own.
你把真道把它行出来。
And they are able to be doers of the word.
听得到还能够行道。
Not only hearers but also doers.
而且能够走到神的殿中。
They can therefore walk to the
temple of God
and praise God.
这样才是完美的。
This is perfection and beauty.
我之前有听过到徽州传道的工人。
In past days, I heard some workers who went to Africa to preach.
这个是蔡牧只是告诉我的。
This is what a preacher Tai told me.
因为我没有去过。
He can say the interpreter apologizes because I never went.
他说以前他去徽州的时候。
He said that in the past when he visited Africa.
他发现这个传福音的方法要正确。
He discovered that the methodology of evangelism is critical.
我们今天如果带很多钱去。
If we bring lots of money and funds.
你今天就是教会开银行也不够。
Even if you open a bank there, it will not be enough.
因为你金银能够给他多少
？Because how much silver and gold can you grant them？
你今天要把耶稣的恩典给他。
Today you must give them the grace of Christ。
这样你真教会才能建立啊。
So that the true church can be established truly。
他说有的教会很软弱。
Deacon Tsai said that many churches were weak。
他知道我们有工人要去了。
They knew that workers were coming。
他就把那个仓库里面那个牌子拿出来。
So they took out the banner from the storehouse.
因为那个牌子是真耶稣教会。
From the warehouse, the banner said True Jesus Church.
过了两个月了，因为我们已经工人已经 回去了。
After 2 months, when our workers went home,
过不久呢
，not long after,
又有一个教会的人去了。
Another person from another church came.
然后他牌子又另外拿别的出来了。
So they brought out another non-TJC banner.
那为什么要换牌子
？So why would they change their church banner？
因为会堂是固定的嘛，牌子可以换。
The church building is fixed, but not so the banner in front of it.
那目的在哪里
？And what is the purpose of it all？
就是要钱啊。
It is to get money.
他希望你来带些钱来。
They want you to come and bring money with you.
那我们这里有几个传道工人。
Here we have some workers, some pastors.
我们家庭有需要用。
We have the need to feed our families.
那我们也会做工。
We also work.
但是我们知道教会要有制度。
But we know that the church has to have a certain institution.
当然传道你不能够他在这个场上踹鼓，你不能拢住他的嘴嘛。
Of course, when the pastor is threshing the threshing ground, you cannot muzzle him.
但是如果说这个工人是贪财的
，But if the worker is covetous,
他是雇工啊
，If they are hired hands,
他不是真的要牧养主的羊群
，They are not true pastors that shepherd the flock.
而且他甚至像强盗一样
，If they are even like thieves and robbers,
那他是雇工是强盗，他怎么会爱惜羊群呢
？If they are hired hands and robbers, why would they treasure the sheep?
你今天再多的钱给他。
No matter how much money you pour upon them,
他不够的，不满足的。
It will not be enough. It will not be sufficient.
那你今天建立这个教会
，If you establish a church in this manner,
只是一个有形的会堂。
It is only a physical chapel.
但是招牌常常换。
But the banner is changed one day to the other.
这个非常悲哀的。
This is greatly sad and unfortunate.
那我们如果去这样传福音，也是白费功夫。
If we preach in this manner, we are wasting our time.
所以我们要改变观念。
Therefore, we had to change our mentality.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
真教会的建立。
The establishment of the true church
不是用金银的
is not by silver and gold
是用神的能力
it is by the great power of God
所以说金银我都没有
nor silver nor gold do I
have 我把所有的给你
but I give you whatever I have
所以你今天帮他祷告
if you pray for the person
你奉耶稣的名
if in the name of Jesus Christ
能够叫他起来走啊
you tell them arise and walk
你奉耶稣的名为他祷告
if in the name of Christ you intercede for them
神的恩典会显在他身上
God's grace shall be upon them
他自然就跟神建立一个很好的关系
and naturally they will be able to develop a good relationship
他的信仰就会建立
their faith will be established
有一个天主教的这个神父
there was a Catholic priest
有一天在会堂开了奉献箱
who opened the offering box one day in their church
奉献箱收了很多钱啊
there was a big sum of money in the offering box
他就跟旁边一个神父讲
so he mentioned to his fellow priest
他说以前那个使徒行传第三章
in the past in Acts chapter 3
他说金银我都没有
the apostle said, nor silver, nor gold
现在教会不能这样讲了
but now the church cannot say these words,
因为金银我们都有
because we have silver and gold.
教会的钱太多了
the church has just too much money.
可是现在问题在哪里
but where does the problem reside nowadays?
我们有金银没有耶稣、啊、
we have the silver and gold but not Jesus Christ
我们有金银可是耶稣不知道跑到哪里去
we have silver and gold but we do not know where Jesus Christ has gone
那这个问题在哪里
so where is the problem?
人靠金银
it's like man relies on silver and gold and not in Christ
今天不是说教会没有经营
It is not that the church lacks silver or gold.
传福音要经营
We need silver and gold to evangelize.
你教会的事务要经营
We need to administer the many issues around the
church. 但是你不是靠这些
But this is not the source of our reliance.
你要靠耶稣
We rely on Christ himself.
你才会跳起来站着又行走
So that we can leap up, stand and walk.
我们带领慕道者建立教会就是这样的过程
As we guide true seekers and establish the church, this is the process that we undergo. Let us see chapter 14.
14章这边有谈到保罗跟这个巴拿巴
Chapter 14 mentions Paul and Barnabas
他们也是让这个瘸子走路
who also caused a lame man to walk
但是他们把他当作神啊
yet by doing so they were considered gods
这个就是工人 工人的警惕
this is the alertness and awareness of the worker
今天他们要献花圈
now they wanted to offer wreaths to them
可是撒旦的工作很厉害
Satan's work is actually very mighty
你花圈不要我就丢石头
if you don't want the wreath here comes the stone
所以你看这个十四章里面
now when you look at chapter 14
他们要给他献花圈啊
they wanted to offer them wreaths
他们就撕开衣服跳在众人当中
they tore their garments and jumped among the multitude
说诸君啊你们为什么做这个事呢
saying why do you do this to us
我们也是人啊
we are men
性情跟你们一样
in nature just as you are
我们传福音给你们
we have preached the gospel
就是要叫你们离弃虚妄来归向真神
so that you cast away falsehood and turn to the true God.
那这个就是对工人的一个警惕。
This is the awareness that the workers must have.
当我们看到神同工的时候，
when we see God's abundance in our doings,
我们一定要非常谦卑谨慎自己。
We must be humble and be watchful.
不要起了骄傲的心。
Let pride not be aroused in us.
而且夺取神的荣耀。
And rob God of His glory.
所以十四章里面
Therefore, in chapter 14,
有提到花圈跟石头
There is the mention of the wreath and the stone.
花圈就是从人来的荣耀
The wreath represents the glory that comes from man.
但是他们不要啊
But they didn't want this.
不要后面就丢石头了
As they refused this, then came the hurling of the
stone. 所以十九节
Verse 19,
大家都用石头打保罗
Everyone took, took stones and
threw them at Paul. 所以有时候我们在侍奉的当中
Therefore, in our service,
有时候也有一些抵挡。
At times there is opposition.
但是教会要建立在基督的磐石上面。
But the church must be established on the rock that is Christ.
使徒时代的教会。
The apostolic church.
第一间的教会就是耶路撒冷。
Had the first church in Jerusalem.
它的特色就是祷告。
Its defining feature was prayer.
同心合意，恒切祷告。
United and persevering prayer.
所以教会要兴旺。
Therefore the church must prosper.
一定要从祷告开始。
And to do so, it must all start from prayer.
教会要长进
The church must grow.
要像十七章那个比利亚的教会
Like the church in Berea in chapter 17.
他是天天查考圣经
In which the members study the scripture daily.
要晓得这个道是跟不是
To know what the Bible said.
教会信徒要长进
The members of the church need to grow spiritually.
我们要用真理牧养他们
We need to pastor them by the truth.
那另外教会要同心
Moreover, there must be unity in the church.
就像腓立比教会一样
As there was in the church of Philippi.
他们是同心合意
They were of one mind.
而且是从头一天就是这样子的
And from the first day, this is how they acted.
所以这个比利亚的教会第一个信徒就是吕迪亚
The first member of the Bereans was Lydia.
所以这个信徒的好榜样
She was a great model for the members
对教会也是很大的鼓励
of her church as well as a great encouragement to them
另外就是安提亚教会
Then there was a church in Antioch
它是一个传福音的教会
which was a church adept at evangelism
因为刚开始福音在耶路撒冷
because the gospel started in Jerusalem
但是后来传到外邦了
but later the gospel reached the Gentiles
那个就从安提亚开始
and this all started from Antioch
所以是一个福音的据点
therefore it was a central point to the gospel
但是当时他们也遇到很多困难
but at the time they alsofaced many difficulties.
但是他们不怕苦
Yet they were not afraid of suffering.
他们就是勇敢传福音
Instead, they were brave and preached the gospel.
所以我们传福音哦，有三不怕
Therefore, there are three things we must not be afraid of when we preach.
你不要怕难，不要怕苦
Be not afraid of difficulty and of suffering.
你也不要怕死
Neither be afraid of death.
就是为主殉道也应该的
Even if we die a martyr for the Lord, this is just fitting.
所以他们传福音就是不怕苦，不怕难，不怕死。
Therefore, when they preached, they did not fear difficulty, suffering, nor death.
那另外就是马其顿的教会。
Moreover, there was a church in Macedonia.
马其顿有好几间教会。
There were many churches in Macedonia.
他们是蛮有爱心的教会。
And they were a church filled with love.
他们知道耶路撒冷教会有困难。
They knew that the church in Jerusalem had difficulties.
就帮助他们。
So they helped them.
所以教会要有它的特质。
Each church must have their own defining feature.
今天你说喜乐坡教会有它的特色。
For example, we talk about Hillsboro and we see a feature.
伊丽莎白也有它的特色啊。
We talk about Elizabeth and the same thing applies.
但是这个特色是它的优点。
But this feature must be a positive feature.
有特别的优点。
A good virtue.
那教会要增长。
If the church is to grow.
不是只有量。
It is not by number, by quantity.
120个人、3000个人、5000个人。
120, 3000, 5000.
主将得救的人加添给我们。
This is how God increased the number of those who were
saved. 但是我们还有一个问题。
But there is yet another matter.
就是那个值要增长。
Which is a quality must be increased as well.
教会的值要增长，就是《使徒行传》第二章。
And the quality of the church can be seen in Acts chapter 2.
你要彼此相爱。
We need to love one another.
而且要恒心遵守使徒的教训。
We need to persevere in the teachings of the apostles.
教会是神的家。
The church is a house of God.
所以我们一定要彼此相爱。
And by that, we need to love one another.
教会是神的殿。
The church is a temple of God.
所以我们要遵守神的教训。
Therefore, we must keep steadfast in God's teachings.
那教会是有组织的。
The church has an organization.
有些人说教会不要有组织。
Some people advocate a lack of organization in the church. Each does their own.
各管各的。
Let each take care of their own.
其实不是这样。
But this is not how it works, really.
圣经给我们一个观念。
The Bible gives us a notion.
凡事是规规矩矩按次序行。
Everything needs to be done orderly.
神在创世之初也是一样，有晚上有早晨。
In the beginning, God created things in an orderly fashion with a night and day.
你看使徒时代的教会。
Night and day, rather, in the church of the apostles.
他们到了十五章的时候。
come to chapter 15 and
他们遇到困难,
they face difficulties.
有真理上的困难,
there were difficulties in the truth.
他们就经过开会,
so they had a great meeting.
所以圣灵跟他们定义,
the Holy Spirit established the conclusion with them.
不将别的重担加在他们身上,
not to lay on the Gentiles any further burden.
所以他们就是禁戒既有像的物,
so they abstain from things offered to idols.
跟血还有垃圾的牲畜,
blood and things strangled.
还有奸淫,
and
不可换,
sexual immorality.
所以他们就在这个道理上就能够遵守。
This is how they could keep the truth together.
那教会也培养很多人才。
The church also trained many workers.
我们来看11章。
Let us turn to chapter 11.
使徒行传11章。
Acts chapter 11.
11章的。 使徒行传11章。
Acts chapter 11.
11章里面有一句话。
In chapter 11, there is a verse,
25节,
verse 25.
他们往大树去找扫罗, 找到了就带他到安提亚, 足足有一年的功夫, 跟教会一同聚集。 这边讲到要培养一个人不容易。
It is not easy to train a person, as mentioned here.
你要去找人啊。
You need to seek the person.
所以你要发掘人才。
Therefore, you need to be able to discover talent.
那找到了要带领他。
Once you found the talent, guide it.
而且他有时间的培养。
And also, it takes some time for it to be developed.
所以要训练。
Therefore, we need to train our workers. We need to edify them.
让他得到帮助。
So that they can be aided accordingly.
跟教会一起同工。
And work with the church.
扫罗就是这样子。
This is what happened with Saul.
那我们最后来看使徒行传。
Lastly, let's turn to Acts.
19章。
Chapter 19.
19章第
Act chapter 19, verse 20.
19章20节,
chapter 19, verse 20.
主的道大大兴旺而且得胜就是这样, 主的道大大兴旺,
the word of the Lord grew mightily.
真教会必兴起,
the true church shall be established and prosper.
是神的旨意,
because this is the promise of God,
也是神的能力,
and his will and his power.
主的道必大大兴旺,
God's word will grow mightily.
所以我们可以从使徒行传来看,
this is what we can see from the book of Acts.
这个真教会的兴旺,
the prosperity of the true church.
但是他写到28章并没有结束,
but come to chapter 28, this was not the end.
所以有人说29章就是等你去写,
some people say chapter 29,
你不要为, is, 不要忘记为主传福音,
that's awaiting your authorship,
but 留下美好的脚踪,
write it through your life, through your footprints and evangelists.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.